begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos, daf Chaf. We begin 4 lines from the top. The Gemara continues on the theme of the previous daf, which spoke about the pasuk of Ein Chachma Vein Tfun Vein Eitzel Neged Hashem. In other words, that person should not think of his own honor when it comes in regards to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you shouldn't think anything, Mechashbainis, oh, it's, I'm going to be left out, I'm going to have any, you know, it's going to be degrading. It doesn't make a difference. You take off Klayim in the middle of the street. If it's something that's Keneged Hashem, we take off any of our own covet. And the Gemara brings us an incident related to this. Only Rav Papa Labaya, why is it any different, the earlier generations, that they had such great miracles that were done for them? Why is it us that no miracles are done for us? And he asked him as follows. He said, because they're learning. He says, in the days of Yehuda, meaning the earlier generations, all their learning was done just in Seder Nizakin. In other words, they weren't so great to learn the Gemara of all the four Siddurim that have Gemara in it. Rather, they only learned the three Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. And Rashi says what we mentioned, that the reason why it brings this statement over here is because we had mentioned of that it talks about over here that people that were Mitzvah Nefesh and Kedushas Hashem, and since up until now the Gemara is talking about someone that's Mevaz himself for the Kedushas Hashem to take up climb in the street, that's why we bring in this story as we mentioned that we're talking about a person who should not think of his own covet in front of the covet of others. So now we're talking about what was it so special about them. It was their learning that they learned. They only learned, so to speak, Seder Nizikin. Va'anan komes ninan shita sidre. But we learn all Shisha Sidre Mishnah. We know all the Gemaras. We know everything. We know much more than them. And more so, v'chi hava mati Rabbi Yehuda ba'uktzin, when Rabbi Yehuda came to Masechtas Uktzin, when he learned the following Mishnah, ha'isha shekoveshes yerek b'kedera, when a woman is preserving vegetables in the pot. Va'amrila, and some say it was the following Mishnah, of zesim shekovshan b'tarfehen tahorim, that olives which were pickled, they were preserved with their leaves at their tar. No, this was a halacha. It's a Mishnah of Masechtas Uktzin, which is that a person that when he squeezes the olives with the leaves, so he has the leaves to hold on to them. Therefore, the leaves have a din of yad for zesim, which can bring tumah to the object, to the food item, as it says in the Ha'ir v'Haraitim and Daf Kaf Yud Ches, that the yad, the handle, so to speak, brings tumah to the food item. However, this is what the Mishnah in Uktzin was saying, that if it was preserved with the leaves in vinegar, then there's no more din of yad. There's no more din of, it doesn't have a din of handle anymore from the leaves, because since the pickling, to preserving it, so to speak, dissolves it, therefore it's not fit anymore to hold it with it anymore, so therefore it's going to be tahar now. So Amar, so Rabbi Huda would say, who was from the early generations, when they got to this mission in Uktzin, Havayis de Rav Shmuel Chazin Hoch, I see the discussions of Rav Shmuel over here. In other words, he was trying to say that the understanding of these Mishnayos are very difficult on me, like all the questions that my two Rebbeim, Rav and Shmuel, used to have on all the Gemara. So therefore we see that it was difficult for them. We have 13 different versions of Mishnayos Uktzin. That is, we have of all the Mishnayos and the Brises of the Sheish Seder Mishnah, and Masechtas Uktzin is included, we have 13 different versions. We have Mishnas Rebbe, Reb Chiya, Mishnas Bar Kapara, and Levi, and Tana de Beis Shmuel. As the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph says that Rebbe would teach the halachas in 13 different ways. So you can't say that they were greater than us in halacha. We know Gemara much better than them. Ve'ilu, Rabbi Yehuda, ki avishol chad misanei osim mitzvah. But Rabbi Yehuda, however, when he would take off one of his shoes as a sign of tzar, that there was no rain, that there was a drought, once he took off one shoe, the rain would come. Ve'anan, k'matzirina nafshin, u'mitzavech k'tzavchinan, v'les demashkech mabui, we go ahead and we mitzar ourselves, and we scream, and nobody looks at us. Forget about taking off one shoe. So amalei, kamoi have a k'masu navshay k'dushas Hashem. The difference is that the earlier ones, they were mois and nefesh, they gave over their life for the kedusha, for the sanctification of Hashem. Anan lo masrin nefesh on kedushas Hashem. As great as we are in learning, we're not so great. We're not mois and nefesh on kedushas Hashem like the earlier generations. As the Gemara brings a ma'isa like this, ki hod rav adbar hava chazil ahi kutis dahavis levisha karbalta b'shuka. He saw this kuthin woman, who is not a Bas Yisrael, but she was wearing this karbalta in the street, which is a certain ostentatious type of a clothing. Suffered the Bas Yisrael, he thought that she was a Jewish girl, and which was not fitting for her to wear this. Come Karim, and he went and he tore it off for her. Ekloi milsa de kutis, he ended up being revealed that she wasn't even a Bas Yisrael, she wasn't a Jewish girl, she was a kutis. Shemahu ba'arba me'ezuzah. They evaluated the worth of that clothing, 400 zuz. That's how much they had to pay her. So Amalah, Mashmech, he asked her, what's your name? So Amalah, Matun, she said, my name is Matun. Amalah, Matun, arba me'ezuzah shavya. The Matun, your worth, that was worth the 400. And that is, Matun, in Aramaic, it means 200. So Matun, two times 200 is 400. In other words, your name, which was Matan, caused me to pay out 400. Another pshat they give is that the word Matan means a lashon of hamtan, of waiting. That had I waited, I would have gained 400 zuz. I wouldn't have lost this amount of money. But the idea was, he was saying that you were worth the 400 zuz. In other words, on the tzad, that you were a Bas Yisrael, I was willing to take that risk. And therefore we see that the early generations were willing to risk themselves for Kedushas Hashem because of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Another Gemara related to this regarding Tznius, Rav Gidl have a rogel dava ka'ozel v'yosav ashar tvila. Rav Gidl, he had his custom that he would sit by the gates of the mikvah, and that was because he would give out the psak, the halachas. Amalahu hachit tvili v'hachit tvili, would say, that's how you should immerse yourself, and that's how you should do it. So amalei rabbanan lo yekamistafi marmi yetzahara, aren't you afraid of the yetzahara? What's going on? You're here by the mikvah where the women are going to the mikvah, aren't you afraid? Amalahu damin ba'apoy ki kaki chivri, says they seem to me like white geese. I don't have a tie for them, and therefore I'm not afraid of the Yitzhara in relation to these women asking me shaylis are going to the mikvah. A similar type of incident. Rabbi Yechanan have a ruggled ava ka'ozel v'yosav ashar tefillah. He also, Rabbi Yechanan, had the custom that he would sit by the gates of the tefillah, but for a different reason, not to see, but rather to be seen. Amar ki solkim b'nais Yisrael v'asin mitfilah mistaklim bi. Let it be that when the daughters of Yisrael come up out of the mikvah, they should go ahead and look at me. And they, therefore they should have beautiful children like me. As the Gemara says in other places, Rabbi Yechon was very, very beautiful. And therefore, it says that all the different beautiful people that there were, Rabbi Yechon was very beautiful. So he says, let them look at me. And that is the Indian that we have when a woman comes out of the mikvah, that should, the first thing she should see is something of kedusha, of beauty. And that is so that we should, when she has children, it should be me'ain of the things that she had looked at. So Amalei Rabbanu, look, Mistafi, Mar Me'ain, the Bishra. So the Rabbanu told him, aren't you afraid of an Ayin Hara? They're going to see how beautiful you are, and an Ayin Hara, an evil eye could come, that something bad could happen to you. Amalehu, Anu Mezara, the Yosef Kasin. I come from the children, from the descendants of Yosef Atzadik. The Leshalta Be'ain, the Bishra, that his children and him, there's no Ayin Hara that could rule over them. The Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, regarding Yosef, Bein Poiris Yosef, a charming son is Yosef. Bein Poiris, a charming son, Ali Ayin, to the eye. So the Gemara makes the following drasha. V'amr bevo, al tikri Ali Ayin, don't read it that it's charming to the eye, illa oily Ayin, that he's charming, he's rising over the eye. And that is, he's removed from the eye, that the eye has no control over the person. Therefore, the Ayin Hara cannot affect the children, the descendants of Yosef HaTzadik. A different source for this is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mahacha. Following pasuk that says when Yaakov Avinu, so to speak, gave the blessing to the sons of Yosef, it says v'yidgu l'roiv bekerav haaretz, that they should proliferate abundantly within the land. And that is what does it mean that the children of Yosef should be like dogim yidgu ma dogim shebiyam mayim mechas naleim ve'ein ayin harosh aletzbem, just like the fish in the sea, the water covers over them, and therefore the evil eye cannot rule over them because they don't see them. Avzar shel Yosef ein ayin harosh aletzbem, similarly the children of Yosef, the evil eye has no control over it. Ve'ibay seiman, if you want, you could say from here a third reason why the ayin hara has no control over the children of Yosef, because ayin shlei rotzis alozin mimashe ein shlei, the eye of Yosef that didn't want to enjoy what was not really his, which is he didn't want to enjoy the wife of his master. In Ayin Hara, she let this play there, but the evil eye does not have control over him, because Yosef passed the test of Eshes Potiphar. He didn't want to enjoy her beauty, and therefore because of that, the eye has no control over him. Now we continue the next Mishnah, which talks about continuation from the previous Mishnah about those that are potter exempt from Kriyishma. Our Mishnah discusses others that are potter from Kriyishma. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nashim v'avad muktanim p'turim mikriyishma. Women, slaves, and children are all pater from Kriyishma. And that is, women are pater because it's mitzvah seish as man grom. It's a specific timing when you have to say Kriyishma. And as we're going to see further on the Mishnah, when we put on tefillin, because nighttime and Shabbos is not the time of tefillin according to this mandama. Therefore, women are pater from these mitzvahs. Similarly, a katan, Rashi says it's even referring regarding the Ptur of Krishma, even for a cotton that reached the age of chinuch, that they did not put the oil on his father to be mechanech mekriyishma, since his father is not with him at that time of the day. So therefore, we did not impose upon the father the chiv of kriyishma, even if he reached the age of chinuch. However, Taisus does bring from Rabbeinu Tam that he argues and says it's talking about cotton that's not higil chinuch, and the chiv of kriyishma would apply once it reaches the age of chinuch. And this machlek is brought down in halacha, like Rashi, that there's no chiv of kriyishma even when the age of chinuch. So the Mishnah continues, and we continue on to Chaf Amid Beis, Umin HaTfilin, and the women and the Avodim and the children are Pater also from Tfilin. That is, women we know is because the mitzvah such as Mangurama. Avodim have the same din as women. The reason why a cotton is Pater from Tfilin, Rashi says, even if he reached the age of Chinuch, Rashi is Lachar saying, because he says that a cotton cannot, so to speak, watch his, he cannot control his physical, his bodily functions. And one of the halachas of Tfilin is that you're not allowed to be mafiach, you're not allowed to flatulate, and therefore, since he has no control, he's part of Tfilin. That is a minhag today, that although for all the mitzvahs we do chinuch by a certain age, whether it be 6, 7, 8, 9, however, regarding Tfilin, we don't start until approximately when a person is becoming bar mitzvah. However, v'chayav mitzvah, they are chayav in Tfilin, and the reason is that although it's midrabanan, but since it's rachme, it's so to speak beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal were mesakani even for women and even for children to be mechanach them in that mitzvah. Ubi mezuzah and their chayiv in the mitzvah of mezuzah, because it's a mitzvah say sheloy hazman grum, it's for all time. And the Gemara asks, it's pashut, of course women should be chayiv in mezuzah, and so too a cotton for the chiv of chinuch. Ubi berchis hamazon, they are chayiv in berchis hamazon, again, because it is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that applies both by day and by night on Shabbos at all times. And the Gemara is going to ask if this mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan that women have to make birchas hamazon. So the Gemara asks about our Mishnah. Krishma, we said that women are potter from Krishma. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, of course. Mitzvah is man grammo. It's a mitzvah that the time, it's a time-controlled mitzvah. We know that any mitzvah which is a time-bound mitzvah, women are pata. Why do we have to pick out kriyishma? So the Gemara says, I would think that kriyishma is different, since it's, so to speak, the fundamental of Kalal Yisrael. The famous pasuk, Shema Yisrael, it's accepting the yoke of heaven. I would think the women are chayiv, kamash malan, that even there the women are pata, again, because it's a mitzvah. Then we said they're pata also from tefillin. So the Gemara asks a similar question, pshita. Of course, it's the same thing. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't apply all 24/7. It's only by day and not on Shabbos. So of course, women are pater. So the Gemara says, I would think since it's compared to mezuzah, kamash malon. And that is, it says in the pasuk in Shema, ukshartem, that you should tie, which is a reference to tefillin, and it says uchsavtem, which means that you should write the mezuzah. So just like mezuzah, we know women are chayiv, so too I would think that tefillin women would be chayiv, and kamash malan, that's the chiddush that they're not. And although there would seem to be a comparison between tefillin and mezuzah, however, mezuzah they are chayiv, and tefillin they're not, because the mitzvah says it's man grama. However, the Mishnah said v'chayiv mitfillah, that they are obligated in tefillah. So the Gemara explains, why is tefillah any different? They're achminenu, because it's, so to speak, beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that everyone needs to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to Hashem. So the Gemara says that, why would I think any different? Because I would have thought that since by tefillah it says that a person should daven evening, morning, and afternoon, so maybe tefillah should be considered like a time-bound mitzvah, it has certain parameters, certain zmanim for tefillah. That the ikra mitzvah of tefillah is the elementary idea of it is rachme, and that applies at all time, and that applies even to women. So we said that women are chayiv mezuzah. Now the Gemara asks the other way around. Pshita, of course they're chayiv, because the mitzvah says they're shaloy hazman grum. It applies at all times. So why would we think that women are not chayiv? So now the tema hoil ve'iskish l'talmud Torah. I would think since writing the mezuzah is compared to Talmud Torah, and that is, since it says in the Torah, in Devarim Yud Aleph, it says, v'lamadetem oisim es b'neichem, that you should teach it to your sons. And right after that, in the parasha of Ahoy Mishamay, it says, uchsavtem, you should write the mezuzah. So just like Talmud Torah, women are potter, even though it's not Zman Gerama, still the Torah makes the woman potter, because it says, as b'neichem, your sons, v'loy b'neisechem, not your daughters, so too I would think mezuzah, even though it's shaloy Zman Gerama, a woman would be potter. And that's what the Gemara says, kamash malon, the women are chayiv. And why are they chayiv? Why is it different than Talmud Torah? Because it says, l'man yirbu yumeichem, so that you should have longer life. To which the Gemara says, in a different place, gavra b'yichai, nashit l'yichai, what do you mean? Men need life and women don't need life? Of course they need life. So therefore, the mitzvah of mezuzah, which is lengthens a person's life, of course applies to women just like it applies to men. The last thing our Mishnah said was that women and avodim and children are chayiv in birchas hamazon in making the brachas after a person eats a meal made from bread. So the Gemara asks, pshita, of course, why shouldn't they be chayiv in birchas hamazon? It applies at all times. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema hoyluch siv b'seis Hashem lochem be'erev basar lechel." I would have thought because the pasuk says that when Hashem gives you in the evening, He gives you meat to eat, v'lechem b'barikel lizbein, He gives you bread in the morning to be satiated with. So k'mitzas asayishes ma'gur Ramadam. He said, I would think that meal times, so to speak, have designated time. Meat is proper at night. Bread is proper in the morning, as we know, pastachas. So therefore, the birchas hamazon that we make on bread has its own designated time when it's supposed to be in the morning versus the night. It has certain time constraints. So therefore, I would think it's considered a mitzvah seish as man gurama. Kamash malan, that no, it's only just a basic point of reference. But of course, birchas hamazon applies at any point in time when a person is going to eat, which applies at all times. Something similar the Gemara says, Amar Avad bar Hava, Noshim chayeves bekiddush hayim dvar Torah. The women are obligated in the kiddush of Shabbos by the day, min haTorah. To which the Gemara asks, Amai mitzvah saseishes mangaramahu. Why are women obligated in this mitzvah say deraisa, which is, says in Shmoyis Chav, Zaches yom haShabbos lekachay, which is the Chazal darshin zachreyu aliyan. You should mention Shabbos to sanctify it on the wine. It's a time constrained mitzvah. It has to be necessarily at a certain time. So why are women obligated in the kiddush of Friday night kiddush, which is the deraisa digi kiddush? And because we know v'chol mitzvah saseishes mangaramah noshem beturis. So Amar Abaye, Midrabanan, correct. Women are not chayiv in kiddush midaraisa. They're only chayiv midrabanan, because since it's a mitzvah seishes mangrim, they're really potter. But Rabbanan obligated them in. Amalei Rava, as Rava told him two reasons why you're incorrect. V'odvar Torah kamer. It said that midaraisa first of all. V'oid, if it were to be that it was only a rabbanan, kol mitzvah seishes nechayiv in the midrabanan. So then, why is this different than any? Let Rabbanan obligate women in all mitzvah seishes mangrim midrabanan. So Elamar Rava, Rava says, Amakra Zachar B'Shamet. When it speaks about Shabbos, it says two terms. One is to remember the Shabbos, and one is to guard the Shabbos, which is Zachar is the mitzvah saseh, and Shamer is the mitzvah lois saseh. So the Gemara gives the following drasha. Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira. Whoever is obligated in guarding the Shabbos, which is the lois saseh of lois saseh malacha, is included in the mitzvah saseh of schira, of remembering the Shabbos, and therefore v'hani nashi, hoyel v'isna b'shmira, since they're obligated in the lois asay not to do malacha, as the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chavtes says in the Mishnah that all mitzvahs lois asay, whether the time constraint or whether it's not time constraint, women are obligated in, because the pasuk compares women to men regarding all punishments in the Torah which come from transgressing on a lois asay, on a negative prohibition. So therefore, since they're in shamer, they're also included in zachar, and since the mitzvah of zachar is to make kiddush, the women are included in it, and that's why women are obligated in Kiddush Hayyim, although they're part of a mitzvah seishes mangrama. But here we have a special limud that obligates one in the women in the Kiddush Hayyim on Friday night Kiddush. So now the Gemara discusses, related to what we mentioned in our Mishnah, women regarding Birchas HaMazon. So Amalei Ravina L'Rava, so Ravina said to Rava, Noshim b'Birchas HaMazon, Deiraisa D'Rabban. This is what we said in our Mishnah, that women are obligated to bench to make Birchas HaMazon. Is that Minat Torah? As it says in the Pasuk, V'chalta v'zavata, you should eat and you should be satiated, and then you should overachta, and therefore it's a mitzvah saseicha, ein azman gerama, and therefore why should women be any different than men? Or maybe it's only midrabanan. And the reason for that is because it says in the Pasuk, Rashi says, Ala aretz ha-tayva shenasan lach, we thank you for the good land that you gave to us. And the land was not given to be apportioned to the women. And if you want to say Rashi is from the daughters of Tzlafchad, that was only they took their father's portion because he left from Mitzrayim. And therefore, maybe it's only midraban because they can't really say Ala aretz ha-tayva shenasan lach, and therefore they're not really obligated in birchas hamazon midaraisa. Tesa, however, argues in Rashi, and he says, if the reason were to be because they're excluded from the portion of Eretz Yisrael, saying Kahan Malavim also should be the question in the Gemara if it's Deres Drabban, because they also didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So how would they be able to be Moitzi others in the Chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon? Rather, Taisa says, the reason is as follows. Because we say, Al Berischa Shechasam Tebiv Sereinu Vaturaska Shel Madutanu, that we thank you, Hashem, for the bris milah that you made in our flesh, and for the Torah that you taught us. And women are not in bris, and they don't have Torah. And this that we say weiter in the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes, that whoever doesn't say bris and Torah and birchas hamazon is not yotzei ischiv. And therefore, the Gemara is asking over here, that since they can't say bris and Torah, So therefore, it must be only midrabbanan, because an essential ingredient for birchas hamazon is to say bris natara. Or maybe, since it doesn't apply to them bris, because they don't have a place to do a bris meila, and they're not obligated in Torah, so maybe it is midai raisa. And this that it says later, if you don't say bris and Torah, you're not yaitza, that's talking about men that are apply to bris and Torah. And therefore, that is the question of the Gemara, if it's der ester bana. Either way, according to Rashi or according to Tosis, the question was, is the woman chayiv in birchas hamazon der raisa? Maybe only with rabbanan, because the der raisa obligation doesn't apply to her. Either because she can't say ala aratz ha-toyva shenosin loch, or because she can't say al-berischa shechassam b'vsereinu v'atereschen shenosat olon. So the Gemara answers, l'may nafkemina. What does it make a difference? Either way she has to do it if it's midiraisa midrabanan. So the Gemara says very simply, lafuki rab mi dechavasin, to be able to discharge others from their chiv. In other words, when you have someone that's a man, that's mechuyiv midiraisa, the woman won't be able to be maitzim because hers is only chiv midrabanan. Midiraisa, she's not obligated. So therefore, on a biblical level, she can't be moitzi him because she doesn't have part in this mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara says. Iyamr deraisa, asi deraisa, mapi deraisa. If you say that she's obligated in that Torah, so then her deraisa could discharge his deraisa. However, iyamr derabbanan, but if you say she's only obligated in derabbanan, hava she'en mechuyiv bedaver, she's considered someone that's not obligated in it. We know that whoever's not obligated in the mitzvah cannot discharge the public from their chiyav. So my, what's the halacha? Is she midaraisa and therefore she could be mitzi others that are chayav midaraisa, or is she only midrabanan and therefore she cannot discharge others that have the chiyav deraisa of v'chalta v'zavata v'rachta? So the Gemara says Toshema. Be'emes amr, we learned that in truth they said, and whenever it says that lashon, Rashi says elsewhere that means that that's the halacha. Ben mevarich l'aviv. That a son, a katan, a minor, can make birchas hamazon for his father if his father doesn't know how to make birchas hamazon. And ve'evid mevarech l'rabbi, and a slave can make birchas hamazon for his master. Ve'ish mevareches l'bala, and a woman can make birchas hamazon for her husband. Ava amach chacham tavim ma'ara l'adam she'ishto yivonim mevarech l'rabbi. But the chacham, the sage, said that a curse should come onto any person that his wife and his sons have to make the brach of him, that he's nama aretz, that it's so degrading that his children and his wife have to, and he doesn't know how to make birchas hamazon. So that's the halacha. So the Gemara says, if you say that the woman's chiv is midairaisa, so I understand, that's why it says that be'emes amr, that the woman could be made to her husband's chiv, which is dairaisa. But if you say that her obligation is only rabbinic, how could she go ahead and be made to her husband, his chiv? So obviously we see that the chiv birchas hamazon that she has is dairaisa. To which the Gemara retorts, ulatameich, katan bar chiyuvahu, according to you, what you're trying to show from the logical conclusion, do you think a katan, a minor, is chayiv in birchas hamazon deraisa? He's just a katan. He has no chiyuvi deraisa until he becomes bar mitzvah, 13. And we said that he could be made to his father in birchas hamazon. Rather, the Gemara says, elahacha b'maiskinan, we have to be told about the case, k'in sha'ochot shi'ur d'rabbanan, where the father only ate a shir, which is obligated in birchas hamazon, only midrabbanan. For example, there's a machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Huda. Rameya says the shear is kezayis, like an olive. Rabbi Huda says the shear is like an egg. Because midaraisa, according to the biblical obligation, it's only v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Only if a person is satiated, then he has to make birchas hamazon. But in such a shear, he's of a kezayis or kebe, he's not chayiv on the midrabanan. And therefore the katan, that his chiv of saying birchas hamazon is midrabanan because of the chiv of chinuch, he could be mighty the gadol who his chiv in this case of eating a kezayis or kebeya is also midrabanan. And therefore the asid rabanan, the Gemara says, omapik rabanan. And therefore it's not a raya, maybe the same would apply to the woman, that maybe her chiv is like the katan only midrabanan. And therefore, how could she be made to her husband, who his chiv is generally deraisa, says v'chalta v'savata v'achtatuma, that he's not satiated, he only ate a kezayis or kebeya, where there the chiv is only drabbanan, so therefore her status of drabbanan could be made to his status of his chiv drabbanan. Now the Gemara concludes with this topic that we brought in regarding that this that we make brachas hamazon on kezayis or kebeya is only midrabbanan, and midaraisa it's really much further. The Gemara brings an interesting agadita. Darsh Rav Avira. Rav Avira would darshan this idea. Zimnan amr lo mishmei derabami. Sometimes he said it in the name of Rabami. Vizimnan amr lo mishmei deravasi. Sometimes he would say it in the name of Ravasi. Amr malachi ashoros lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ministering angels said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Master of the world. Kaseh b'sar yisech, it says in your Torah, and you keep your Torah, asher le'yisef fanim v'li'ikech sheichet, that you should not show favor and should not accept a bribe. V'haloi atu neisef panim le'yisrael, but you do show favor to Klal Yisrael. Tachsev, as it says in the Pasuk, Yisa Hashem panim v'lecha, Hashem, may Hashem show favor to you. So how can you show favoritism when that's That's improper. Amalehem chiloi esa pan l'Yisrael says, can I not show favor to Kol Yisrael? Shekisavti limba Torah, I wrote to them in the Torah, v'chalta v'zavata v'rachta Hashem l'kecha, that when you eat and you're satiated, and then you should bless Hashem your God. They're exacting on themselves that even when they eat only kezayis or kebeya, as it says in the Gemara and Daf Memhei, whether according to Reb Meir it's a kezayis or according to Reb Yehuda it's a kebeya, that they say at kama mezamnin. That's where we have this machlokes with kezayis kebeya, and even then they make berachas hamazon. So how can I not show favoritism when they do something so extreme to show their love for me? How can I not show the favoritism back to them? The Gemara continues with individual that possibly cannot say Kriya Shema, and he's exempt from Kriya Shema because of the circumstances. So the Mishnah talks about someone that's called a Balkari. A Balkari is someone that he has a seminal emission, and min HaTorah, he's Aster and Kachim and other different things that he's not allowed to. However, from something called Takonis Ezra, and from that point on, which is that Ezra HaSeif was Mesakin, that those who are Balikari, they should immerse themselves in mikvah before they go ahead to learn Torah. As the Gemara Baba Kama says, and daf pei beis ma beis. So he's not allowed to learn Torah, he's not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. So the Mishnah says as follows. Bal Keri, Mahar Baliba, he contemplates in his heart the Parsha of Shema. When it comes the time of saying the Parsha of Shema, he's not allowed to say it because he didn't tevel in the mikvah yet. And Ezra is Mesakin, that someone that's a Bal Keri cannot go ahead and say Divri Torah, which include the parashas of Shema, so therefore he can't articulate it. Rather, he should contemplate it in his heart. And we did not obligate a person, this Balkari, even to contemplate, even be hearer, to make the Birchas Kriya Shema from before and after. And regarding it, when he eats a meal, he has to make the bracha afterwards, because that's a deraisa, as it says, v'chalta v'zavata. However, he doesn't make the bracha beforehand, because since those brachas are not midaraisa, the Rabbana did not require him to make the brachas before he eats. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevarach lefnei malachrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You make the bracha of the food that you're eating, hamotzi lechem, before, and you make the bracha mazon afterwards, and the Gemara later is going to explain the idea behind this machlekes. So now the Gemara wants to be medayik from our Mishnah. Amar Avina. From our Mishnah, we could see that here, kedibur dami, obviously contemplation, thinking about something, has the same halachic status as articulating it. And that is, every single person could be yotzei chi of Kriya Shema, even with thinking. And I'll prove it to you. If you would think that thinking, the contemplation, does not have the same halachic status as verbalizing something, so what's the point of thinking? Was it a help? Why do we say that he has to think about it? Obviously, that here is Kedibur Dami. Thinking about something is like saying it. And therefore, we say that the Balkari, who cannot actually articulate it, but he should think about it, and then the halachic status will be as if he said it. And therefore, anybody can be a Tzichiv Krishma on the level of here, because it has the same halachic status as Dibur. Because if not, why is he thinking about it? What's the point? So then the Gemara says, Ilamai, here Kedibur Dami. So what are you saying? So that thinking has the same halacha like saying. So then Yetzi B'Suaza, let him just articulate it. What's the difference? Thinking has the same halacha like speaking. So the Gemara says, no. Because it's the same as we find by Sinai. And that is, that by Sinai, when they were coming to accept the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu told everyone they have to separate from their wife. As it says, Al Tikshu Al Isha. And on this separation was what Ezra relied on when he was massacring his trilith of a Balkari. That is before a person's Isik and Torah, as it says, Vahidatim Levanecha. And it says over there, Yoyim Hashem Adat Lefne Hashem Lekecha Bechayiv, that when you're teaching your son, when you're learning Torah, it should be like the day where you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. And therefore, just like by Har Sinai, Tosfos explains that although here it has been like Dibur Dami, that's only to be yoytze the chiv of Kriya Shema. However, it's not like Dibur that it should be included in the issa of the Balkari that he's not allowed to think in the words of Torah, because like we find by Har Sinai, he says that there was actual speech, and therefore they had to be tevel. And although although Kol Yisrael was quiet, but because of the din of Shemei Ka'ina, when they were listening to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Moshe, so to speak, were verbalizing, as if they verbalized it, therefore over there they had to tevel. But just thinking, and not with anyone saying anything, whether them or listening to it, there is no chiyuv of Tevilas Ezra, and therefore you're allowed to think about it, and that's why your yotzei chiyuv Kriya Shema, it's here kedibur, but it's not so much dibur in the fact to be included in the isra of Takanas Ezra, of the chiyuv of Tevila. That's one mandam. Rav Chisda Amar, here lav kedibur dami. He says he gets the opposite conclusion. Obviously, thinking is not the same as verbalizing. Because if thinking would be the same like verbalizing, so then let him just say with his lips. What's the difference about just thinking? So what am I saying? That thinking is not like speech. So why do we obligate the Baal Keri when it comes to Parasha Shema? He should think in his mind without saying it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu. What's the point of it if it has no din like Dibur? If it's not being Yotze at all, and therefore no one can be Yotze Chiv Kriya Shema with thinking. So what's the point? It's just that the whole world shouldn't be busy, be makabel the Ol Malchus Shemayim and saying Shema, and he should just sit idle, not doing anything. Because of that, we require that he also should at least contemplate it. But of course, he's not Yotze Chiv Kriya Shema with thinking about it, because here is Lav Kedim Dami. It's not like verbalizing, which you're required to do to say the Pashto of Shema. So the Gemara has to be nigris b'pikachrin. Let him be involved in learning anything else. He won't be idle. But why does he have to think about davka the pashto of Shema? So Rav Adar Bar Hava, but davar shetzibur iskin by. The obligation is the thing that the tzibur is busy with. That should be the same thing that you're contemplating, but not just to be thinking about something else. The main idea is that you shouldn't be idle, but it's more importantly that whatever the tzibur is involved in doing, you should also be so. Although he's not yaitza, but he should be contemplating it at least. So Taisa says, brings from the Rach, that he says the halacha is like Rav Chisda. And that is that here is lavka bidami. It doesn't have the same din like verbalizing something. And the proof is because since Rav Adda and Rav Laza tried explaining his shita, so obviously they hold like him, and therefore you're not yoytze kriya shma. With here, you actually have to verbalize it. So now we continue on to the top of daf of aleph and aleph. So the Gemara asks, v'hari tefilo, the davesha tziba asukim by. We have something regarding tefilo, when people davening shemayin asukim, which is something that the tziba, the public, is involved in, and still v'tanan, we learned in the Mishnah regarding the Baal Keri, ha'yo'imid b'tefilo v'nizkashu Baal Keri. He said if, let's say he was a male davening shemayin asukim, he remembered that he's a Baal Keri, and therefore he's not allowed to say dvarim shebekdusha, lo yafzik eliyakatzer. He shouldn't stop just abruptly, but he should abridge every single bracha and make it as short as possible. So the Gemara is medayik. At the time of the Ascha, the only reason why you, so to speak, finish it off just in the bridge version is because you started it. Holoy Aschel, loy Aschel. But if you didn't start davening Shemayin Asukim, you shouldn't even start. And Taisus says that it's mashma that you shouldn't even start even with contemplation, even thought. Because or else it should have said, Yikatzer Bedibur, should have said you should abridge it in speech, or it should have said, Yahara Barichis, you should think about it at length. It doesn't say, it just says that you should abridge it. And it would smash with that if you didn't start, you shouldn't start at all, even in thought. But if you just said that when it comes to something that the tzibur is busy with, that you should at least be contemplating it, here it would seem to be that something that the tzibur is busy doing, the Baal Keri, doesn't even have to contemplate it. So the Gemara says, Shani Tvila, the Lesba Malchus Shemayim. Tvila is different. It's not like Kriya Shema, which we said you are obligated to at least think about it, because it doesn't speak about Malchus Shemayim. As Rashi says, we don't find anywhere in the Brachas in Shemayin Esrei, Melech HaOlam. We don't say that terminology, because it has nothing to do with being makabel the Malach Shemayim, and therefore that's different than Shema. However, by Shema, he would have to at least contemplate the idea that the tzibur is busy with. So the Gemara asks by Birchas HaMazon L'Acharav, but regarding Birchas HaMazon, which is benching after one eats the meal, the Lesba Malach Shemayim, which there doesn't talk about accepting the yoke of heaven, Utanan ala Mazon Mavarach L'Acharav Vein Mavarach L'Vav, and still we learned in the Mishnah that when it comes regarding making Birchas HaMazon, you do make the Baruch L'Acharav. And although you don't have to make the bracha before you start the meal. So why would you have to make Birchas HaMazon the Baal Keri, at least Behirur, if there's no Malchus Shemayim over there? So the Gemara says a different reason. El Kriya Shema Birchas HaMazon Dei Raisa. With Tefillah Drabon, the reason why Kriya Shema Birchas HaMazon, he has to contemplate it, and it's something that everyone's involved with, is because it's a Chiv Dei Raisa. And therefore, there you have to be Mahar in the Kriya Shema and in the Birchas HaMazon. Whereas Tefillah, that although the tzibur is busy davening Shemayin Esrei, and if he remembers before to start that he's a Baal Keri, he wouldn't even start, even in thought, because only midrabanan, and that we did not mandate, we didn't require the Baal Keri to go ahead and to be oisik in that, although the tzibur is busy doing that.